Welcome back to the Playbook Podcast with your host, Kyle Stout, and other host,
Garrett Burkle.
So, Garrett, we had some college basketball action this weekend. It's getting that time of year, closer to March Madness, seeing where teams are, if they can win it all, if they can't. You have a lot of teams, kind of like Purdue, who started out the season great. You know, I was talking about they look like easily the best team in basketball. Now they're kind of on that two-seed line. They're losing games. Yeah. They just lost to their rival twice. Then you have some teams that are on the rise, playing great basketball now that weren't earlier in the year, kind of like your Kentucky's, Duke, UNC. So it's going to be a very interesting year of March Madness, a lot of upsets. But starting off with some action Saturday, we had UConn over St. John's, which is, I feel like, too close of a game for UConn. St. John's is not a good team, but nonetheless a win. Villanova over Creighton, which is something to see. I feel like Creighton's ranking is going to drop a lot in March Madness. They're seeding. They're now 18-11. Villanova is a team that I can see winning the Big East tournament. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any chance they get in.
Nova has had two big back-to-back wins, obviously, at Xavier and now at Creighton.
Yeah, they've had two great regular season wins, but they're 15-14. I mean, there's a good chance they finish the year 17-14. They host UConn, so there's a chance. But I just can't see it. I guess I got to look and see if they have any really I know they had a lot of bad losses early on. They've lost to DePaul. They've lost to Butler. Those are two probably quad fours losses.
Quad threes.
And then they have early season. They have a loss at Temple. They have a loss against Portland, Oregon. But Oregon's not that bad. But, yeah, I mean, I just don't see Villanova getting an at-large bid. I think they have to win their tournament. But if they went out and go far, I could see it. I could definitely see it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Oklahoma upset Iowa State. Iowa State was the team that's kind of was around the three line for a little bit. And then now they're kind of dropping games. Now they're maybe a six seed.
I'd imagine around there.
Which is unfortunate for them. TCU went on the road, beat Texas Tech by one on the road. TCU is a great team. When they're playing their best basketball, they're top 10 team in the country easily, and they're title contenders.
I agree with that.
They have just gone through injuries, and they're insanely inconsistent as well. I don't know if this ruins Texas Tech hopes of making the tournament. It's horrible because it was a last second free throw. It just came down to the line, and they took the L. So Texas Tech probably has to win out if they want to get in. Alabama beat Arkansas by three at home. Arkansas is still in, no doubt.
Yeah, I agree.
Alabama won that. Arkansas is a good team though. I think they can make some noise in March, but Alabama's been the most consistent team in basketball this year. I know they're not Houston, who's ranked number one, but I think they're better than Houston.
Yeah.
And Arizona State had an insane shot, saying more than half-court shot to
at the buzzer
to beat Arizona. Actually, one thing I just want to talk about is they cut away that game on CBS. They cut away from that game to start the Kentucky game, which I hate because ESPN doesn't do that. They always finish the game that they're on. You miss stuff like this. I mean, you miss a half-court game winner just to see the first few minutes of another game. So I never got that. But nonetheless, though, Arizona State with that win is probably, I think, on the right side of the bubble now. And I think they're a tournament team, which is a huge win and just an incredible shot to even do that. Baylor beat Texas at home, which is a big game. That's kind of, I think both these teams are going to be two seeds come tournament time. That's still a good win for them. Kansas State beat Oklahoma State on the road. Oklahoma State is now 16-13, so it's going to be tough for them to get in the tournament.
Yeah, I don't think they get in at all. I don't know. I just can't really
see. They are in the Big 12, though. That's true. You know, anything can happen. Mississippi State beat Texas A&M at home, which is a massive win. Massive win for Mississippi State. Joe Lenardi had them on the wrong side of the bubble there pretty recently. And a win against the top 25 team. You know, they are the 25th team, but still a quad one win on your home floor. And Mississippi State is now 19-10. They finished the year against South Carolina and then Vanderbilt. So they should go 21-10. I think they should make the tournament.
Yeah, they should. I don't know.
I think they should. I really do. They played recently at home, they played Kentucky very close. I don't think they should be penalized for that. They've lost to Missouri in overtime. They've beat Arkansas at home.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah,
yeah. I don't know. They've lost to Georgia, which is tough. They've lost to Florida at home, which is tough. But yeah, they did also beat TCU at home in overtime. So I think that should be,
Kind of
a big win for them to get in. But nonetheless, I think they should get in. I also think Texas A&M better get in. They better not get snubbed because they are so insanely disrespected from their early season struggles.
I get what you're saying. They were disrespected last year, too.
They're the number two seed in the SEC. Now, this is a weaker SEC than we've seen in recent years. But nonetheless, they've only had three conference losses. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I think only three conference losses. I may be wrong on that. And then Kansas only beat West Virginia by two at home. That would have been a massive win if West Virginia could have pulled that off. Now they're 16-13. They're in the same position a lot of these Big 12 teams are. I think at least one of them gets in the tournament, though, Oklahoma State, and then Texas Tech. I think one of those teams got to get in.
Yeah.
And maybe they don't, but I think it's too good of a conference to not include as many teams as you can possibly fit in, because, you know, West Virginia is going to go to, let's say, the SEC. They'd be a 6-7 loss team.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just tough. Florida State upset Miami. They had crazy back-to-back shots.
Yeah,
Miami took a shot, took a three, I believe, made it.
Took a deep corner three.
And then Florida State took a very deep three from kind of the wing area and sunk it. I mean, it doesn't mean anything for Florida State. They're not going to get in. Does mean something for Miami, though. That's a quad four loss
on
your home floor.
At home, yeah.
That's something that knocks you down from probably like a four seed to six.
Yeah.
Maybe seven.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you see how much it's penalized Kentucky, their South Carolina loss at home. But, yeah, very tough loss for Miami there. another big game, huge game for North Carolina. They beat Virginia by eight at home. Virginia's struggling a lot right now. I want to talk about that first. That's back-to-back losses, back-to-back bad losses, I'd say, against two poor teams.
Yeah.
They lost to Boston College on the road, which I believe Boston College is quad four, maybe quad three.
I think quad three.
Nonetheless, still terrible. Then at North Carolina, which I believe is probably quad two. So that's going to knock Virginia out of a potential two seed to three or four.
Yeah.
Which is just rough for them.
It's a really bad loss for them.
North Carolina came out very strong. They led the first half 42-26. Virginia did kind of claw their way back, won the second half 37-29, but overall they did not come out with the win. So I feel like North Carolina, they may be in right now. It's going to be very close. I think they're 18-11 in a bad ACC, but they do have a lot of talent. They're going to beat Florida State on the road. And then I think the Duke game at home is a must win. If they can finish out strong, maybe win a couple games in the ACC tournament, I think they're in. But I think they should be in as like an 11 seed play-in team or some sort. Then next game is Tennessee over South Carolina. No question in that. They beat them by 30. Then Indiana over Purdue. You can talk about that a little bit before I get into the rest of the games.
It was a tough game. Again, you had seats for like over $500 for this game. I assumed Mackey was going to be rocking. I assumed Purdue would win. I thought they would pull away late with the game. But, man, none of that happened. Purdue just couldn't hit a three, couldn't hit a shot. You really don't target your big man, which your national player of the year big man you don't target. Why? Again, just couldn't hit open threes. There was probably seven-plus threes that were wide open that we ended up missing. Couldn't hit free throws as well. I think left 10 points due to free throws, which is never good. 10-plus, I think. So, again, if you hit your free throws, you win that game. And you had no stop for Jalen Hood-Schifino, who had a total of 35 points, which
is
just ridiculous.
He's the most – no hate to him, but he's the most inconsistent guard ever seen.
He's been really good. He's been really solid his last five games.
Yeah, if he's at his best, Indiana can go far.
I agree.
They're a very talented, very good team.
Yeah, he's super, super special player. And, again, he really did kill Purdue there. And, again, there was times where we tried to stop him, we just couldn't. Painter didn't make the right adjustments. And, yeah, Purdue just, again, got killed on their home floor by Indiana. I think the final was an 8 or 9 point game. But, again, I hate losing to IU, especially twice. And especially in a season like this, and you shouldn't lose
Purdue,
to IU
Purdue
twice.
Still got the Big Ten regular season title.
That's true.
But
we
it's did. Like, I don't know.
But there's something missing there
there's
when you lose to your rival twice. And
it's also,
on your
yeah.
home floor.
It's also just like, they're just not playing good basketball right now, and it's at the wrong time.
Exactly, and that's
and this
most
this seems happens a lot.
Yeah, with Purdue, especially.
You know, if I'm taking, like, I just don't know. I mean, I think Purdue's still a 2 seed no matter what happens mm-hmm. for the rest of the year, and that's still good. I think they can make a run. They have the talent, but it's just they're not playing good basketball right now. They need to turn it around in the Big Ten tournament. And if they can, then we'll see. And then moving on, Marquette only beat DePaul by 6. I think Marquette, you know, they only beat him by 6 against a bad DePaul team. But Marquette's a team that I can see making a run, making a Final Four type run. They have a lot of talent.
Yeah, 100%.
And I think they
Marquette's going to be like 6 in the polls this week because everyone, so they were 10 this week, and pretty much everyone in front of them lost, including Purdue too. So mm-hmm. maybe I still think you leave Purdue at 5 or 6 or wherever you want to leave them at. But that's I don't even care about rankings at this point.
Yeah, it's just a number.
Right.
And then Houston beat East Carolina by a ton. That's expected. Gonzaga beat St. Mary's by 9 at home. They were just up the entire game. I think Gonzaga is a team that they're going to have the spotlight off of them that they usually do.
Yeah, that's true.
They have one of the great best coaches in college basketball. They have Drew Timmy, one of the best players in college basketball, a veteran team.
History. I mean, he's one of the best in college basketball history.
And it's like they don't have that spotlight of being the number one team anymore. Or they're going to be around a 3 or 4 seed.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
They're not going to really be in any positions where they're going to be upset. So I could see Gonzaga going far for sure.
I could too.
But it'll be interesting to see. And then San Diego State beat New Mexico by 2. I think that kind of kills New Mexico's chances of making the tournament.
Yeah.
They're 20-9, but in a bad conference.
That's right.
And they might, we'll see, but yeah, good win for San Diego State. And then, I want to talk about one more game on that Saturday, which is the Kentucky-Auburn game.
Mm-hmm.
Very convincing game for me that Kentucky is back and that they can make a run. They beat Auburn 86-54 on their home floor, and Auburn's not a bad team. They're a pretty solid team. They've competed all year. Practically, it was a 40-point win, but you know Kentucky put in their walk-ons with 2 minutes left, mm-hmm. you know, allowed a lot of points. but, yeah, Kentucky's on a 4-game win streak now. I hope Auburn stays as a quad one win. I'm not sure where they're going to be at, but they won at Mississippi State, beat Tennessee at home, at Florida, then Auburn at home. And then in March, they finished with Vandy at home and then at Arkansas. So right now, I think Kentucky's a consensus 7 or 8 seed.
I think they could even make their way up to.
I think they could get a 5.
See a 5 to 6 line.
If they win out, that'd be 22-9. Really, the only thing holding them back, if the 22-9 or like 23-8 without that South Carolina loss, would be a 3 seed or something, 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that's such a tough loss for the committee. You can't just ignore that, no matter how good they're playing now. So. If they can finish out 22-9, I think there is a great chance they can win the SEC tournament. Right now, they're 3 in the SEC. That means a potential matchup, a most likely matchup in the semis against Texas A&M, which I think is very beatable. Kentucky beat them at home. I think they can beat them on neutral court. And you know neutral court in the SEC tournament, Kentucky's going to have that crowd advantage they just have and will every year.
Yeah.
and then the championship game is against either an Alabama team you've already lost to, so you're going to want revenge, or a Tennessee team you've already beat twice. It's tough to beat a team that many times, mm-hmm. though. So I don't know if I'd want to see Tennessee in the championship, but, you know, it
But Kentucky beat them at their place by 10.
And then at home by around the same.
So they're 10 points better than away, so they're probably around. I want to say Tennessee probably played a bad game against Kentucky that.
Very bad. They missed about 4 or 5 wide open layups.
That's right. So,
Kentucky did dominate them at their place.
Right. So still, you beat them by 10. I'd say they're probably around 4 to 5 points better than them on a neutral floor.
Yeah, and it's just like on paper, yes.
But I get your point completely.
But, I mean, we saw in 2019 Kentucky dominated Auburn in the regular season. Then it came Elite Eight time. They matched up with Auburn. You know, everybody's saying, oh, Kentucky's going back to the Final Four for the first time in a few years. Didn't happen because it's tough to beat a team three times. It's insanely tough to beat a team three times. But, you know, I think Kentucky would match up with Alabama in that instance. And if they can beat Alabama, win the SEC tournament, win out, do you think they can get up to a four? I think that's stretching.
That's just a stretch. I'd say five is probably their ceiling.
A six.
I think six is very doable. I think they'll end up as six.
I think, yeah, because if they lose the championship game in the SEC and they, even if they would lose, I think they're a six. They should be a six.
Yeah.
And I think six is, I don't know if I'd rather be a six or a five. Because five is just so notorious for getting upset in the first round. Six, you play a three seed second round, which I don't know. I don't really know. But I'll take whatever they get. They're playing high right now. They're playing great basketball, so I could see Kentucky making a championship run. I could see them making.
I don't know about title run, but I can see them making.
They're
the final
very
four
similar
run.
Similar to North Carolina last year.
Mm-hmm.
North Carolina made the title game. Really should have won the title game. They were up 20 at one point. You have no excuse to lose that. So I could see, and I think Kentucky's gonna be a higher seed than that Carolina team was. So, you know, I think they have the talent, the veteran, the leadership to make a championship run. But it's March. You can't. So hard to predict who's gonna make a run. It could be anybody. So we'll see who it is. But yeah, great win for the Cats there. Anyways, that was a pretty good episode of the Playbook Podcast. Got to talk a little bit about some college basketball. We'll be here to cover it all March. You can catch our other podcast episodes if you'd like to listen on IndyGiant 90.9 on Spotify. You can catch our live radio show every Thursday from 9:15 a.m. to 10. And we are now signing off from Ben Davis Studio.